This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer on 10 Downing Street in London, where they discussed taking forward bilateral economic cooperation and enhancing people-to-people exchanges. Following the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar shared on social media, expressing his delight in meeting Prime Minister Starmer and conveying the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Dr. Jaishankar also mentioned that PM Starmer shared the UK's perspective on the Ukraine conflict. Later, Dr. Jaishankar met with his British counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy. In a post on X, Dr. Jaishankar thanked Lammy for the extremely warm welcome at Chevening House in Kent and expressed his eagerness for further discussions. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar met with Home Secretary of United Kingdom, Yvette Cooper, in London. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment today via video conferencing. The key themes of the webinar include investing in people, the economy and innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. Employment generation has been one of the key focus areas of the government. Driven by the vision of the Prime Minister, the government has taken multiple steps to promote job growth and create greater avenues for employment. The webinar will foster collaboration among the government, industry, academia and citizens, encouraging discussions to help translate the transformative budget announcements into effective outcomes. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj is set to launch its model women-friendly Gram Panchayats at a national convention in New Delhi today. This initiative is a part of the Ministry's International Women's Day 2025 celebrations. The primary objective of the initiative is to establish at least one model women-friendly Gram Panchayat in each district. It will serve as a beacon for gender-sensitive and girl-friendly governance practices. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, and other representatives from various ministries, departments, and international organizations like the United Nations Population Fund will take part in the event. Union Minister for Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnaw, met a delegation led by Princess Astrid of Belgium in New Delhi and discussed collaboration in clean technology, defense, and electronics, among others. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said that during the meeting, he also shared the transformative impact of Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, in rural areas, driving inclusive development. Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw asked students to be focused on their work and remain committed to the goal. Addressing the 56th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "Today, entire world of media is changing." He asked students to always keep nation first. Mr. Vaishnaw reiterated to make IIMC a world-class media institution with state-of-the-art facilities. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has declared that Canada will not back down from the trade war initiated by US President Donald Trump. Speaking at a press conference, Trudeau rejected the justification for the tariffs, which he called a trade war against Canada, a close ally. In response, Canada imposed an initial $30 billion Canadian in tariffs on U.S. goods with the promise to add another $125 billion Canadian more in 21 days' time. In men's cricket, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy, beating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai. Chasing a target of 265 last evening, the men in blue successfully overhauled the total, scoring 267 for 6 in 48.1 overs in the first semi-final. Virat Kohli, who top scored with 84 of 98 balls, was named player of the match. In second semi-final today, New Zealand will face South Africa in Lahore. The winners of the second semi-final will face India in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.